Secure forward.
Secure forward.
Secure aft.
Secure aft.
Finish with engines, quartermaster.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Jamaica, Kendall, and it's over. The voyage I'll spend the rest of my life trying to forget. Bosun, have Senor Pepe brought topside and taken ashore under guard. There's a welcoming committee waiting for him on the wharf.
I could see the local police waiting for Pepe, but I was searching for someone else. The representative of the legal firm of Brancher, Brancher and Smith, who would escort Major Challoner and Edwin Tuca to Savannah Lamar and take them through the formality of becoming, each one of them, £500,000 richer. 2 days before, after the business with Pepe, I'd talked with Major Challoner, and he'd withdrawn his objections to my marriage to Sharon. But when I'd told the gaunt-faced Major that the will Pepe had boasted of was a useless scrap of paper, he'd refused to believe me. Even now, I wondered if Major Challoner expected to return to England without his share of the Wherryman fortune. Only the firm of Brancher, Brancher and Smith would be able to convince him. And then, from the bridge, I saw the white-suited, Panama-hatted figure of a man moving towards the gangplank. There was no doubt in my mind that this was the person I most wanted to see.
Ahoy there! May I come aboard?
What do you think he wants, Kendall?
Well, can't you guess, Skipper? Even in that regard, he looks as if he's mentally wearing a barrister's wig.
If your name is Brancher, come aboard.
Thank you.
Let's get down on deck and meet him, Kendall.
Right.
Just, what did you say to Challoner, eh? He's been a different man this last couple of days.
I noticed you even let him come up on the bridge.
Well, how did you do it?
Oh, I didn't do anything. Challoner told me something that must have been gnawing at him for years. When he'd spoken of it, he seemed to feel a sense of relief, that's all.
Is that why he's agreed to your marriage to Sharon?
Relief, you mean?
No, you damn fool, so that he'll have a shoulder to cry on. Yours.
Oh, he won't need any shoulders.
Oh, Captain Goddard.
That's right. This is Mr. Kendall, my first officer. And you'd be...
Brancher, our firm is handling the details of the Wherryman estate. Now, I have a car waiting and not a great deal of time at my disposal, so if I could see the two remaining beneficiaries as soon as possible...
They're in the saloon. I don't think either of them quite had the courage to wait on deck.
Can I see them now?
Of course you can. This way.
Mr. Brancher, there is just one thing before you see them. You've been informed of the kind of voyage we've had.
Dreadful, Mr. Kendall, dreadful.
You can say that again. And it wasn't made any easier by your local boy, Pepe, turning up in Panama.
I could hardly believe my eyes when I was handed your radioed report on that. But you can rest assured that Pepe had nothing to do with Wherryman's death. Half of these mixed bloods still believe in voodoo. But Wherryman died of natural causes.
What makes you so sure?
I saw him shortly before the end.
Well, does that prove anything, Mr. Brancher? Personally, I think Pepe's voodoo might have done the trick.
No, you can't be absolutely certain of these matters, of course, but strange things do happen in Jamaica. But I'd prefer to believe otherwise.
Wouldn't we all?
Well, that wasn't my point, Brancher. Tuca and Challoner have both been through a great deal. Unless their claim to the Wherryman estate is watertight, I think you'd better break it very gently.
Mr. Kendall, there is nothing to prevent both of them leaving Jamaica within the next few days with the whole matter settled. The will in our possession, the will that brought them here, is absolutely watertight.
In here, then. Mr. Tuca, Major, this is Mr. Brancher of the legal firm handling the Wherryman estates.
How do you do?
And before we go any further, let me be the first to tell you that your worries are over. A car ride to Savannah Lamar, and you're both in clover for the rest of your lives.
If you gentlemen would get your things together as soon as possible, we can be on our way.
Mr. Kendall, there's no mistake. You're quite positive.
Well, you heard the man, Tuca.
Well, now go and get packed straight away. Excuse me, Mr. Brancher. Gentlemen, I suppose this will be goodbye then, Mr. Kendall.
Yes, it rather looks like it, Tuca.
Then will you do me a last favor, please? I know I've no right to ask it, But I'd be most grateful if you'd accept a small wedding gift from me. That cobra. I don't think, after all, I'll take it home to Martha. Thank you.
Kendall, a fine chair I'm waiting for you in my cabin. I've already said goodbye to her. She'll be going back to England with you.
If you would hasten your departure, Major Chandler, I...
Young man, you'll wait until I am ready to leave. Is that clear?
Oh, of course, sir. It's only that
If you imagine that I've annoyed and troubled these two gentlemen since we left Sydney in order to be run off my feet by a pompous young pipsqueak now that I've reached Jamaica, you are wrong, sir. Now go on. I'll be able to join you as soon as I've talked with Captain Goddard and Kendrell.
Yes, of course, Major. I assure you that...
Oh, close the door. Kendrell, there's a great deal I have to say. Well, then again, perhaps it's best left unsaid.
You're here, Major. That's all that should matter to you.
It was all that mattered once, that I should reach here, but not anymore. I won't be in England for your marriage, Kendrell. I think I'll stay on here for a while. Perhaps when I do get back, you'll allow me to visit you.
Well, of course, Major.
I realize that the girl's in love with you, but don't you think it's a bad way to begin?
What?
We'll keep you waiting, you young fool.
Goodbye, Major.
Are you flying back to England, Kendrell?
Yes, Skipper.
On the first available plane.
Captain Goddard, I'm not looking for charity, I can assure you, but without Sharon, I think you know what I mean. Would you be my guest at dinner tonight? The moment I return from Savannah, Lamar?
I suppose I'll have to be. We seem the only two left.
Thank you, Captain. Well, now I'll go out and bully that legal eagle again. By the time we reach Savannah Lamar, I can assure you he'll have his wings very thoroughly and severely clipped.
Oh, are we really going back to England, Dirk?
Unless I'm dreaming this flight.
Can we see the harbour from up here?
Yeah. Look, right below us. There she is, the Tangmar. It needs a new coat of paint.
I'm glad, in spite of everything, that I was aboard her.
You better be, Miss Challoner. There's no backing out now.
Well, that cuts both ways.
Do you think I dare? Your father's another man I'd like to have on my trail.
Does it seem awfully silly to tell you that I'm going to miss him? The father I knew at the end of the voyage, I mean.
No, I got to know him too, you know. He finally came out from behind that bristling moustache.
Do you mind if I tell you something?
Go right ahead.
I was furious when I first met you on the Tangmar. You seemed to join the others in admiring Ilona Fedorov.
I did not, I...
Not even a little bit?
Well...
Well?
Not even a little bit.
Liar.
Well, how was I to know that that ogre who guarded you day and night was human underneath?
And you bearded him in his den and rescued the princess.
And they lived happily ever after. At least they're going to have a darn good try.
Oh, darling.
Sharon, I'm going to leave Interpol.
You don't have to.
Well, I'll probably have to go to sea in some down-at-heel old tramp. The Tangmar did it. I've got the smell of the sea in my nostrils again. Do you mind?
Well, providing no one on board has a gun or a will. Agreed?
Agreed. Oh, Sharon. Do you mind being kissed on a crowded plane?
Don't be a clot. If Kendall's out there, of course I want to see him. Man comes halfway across the world to make his report and... Come in, man, come in.
That sounds as if the weather's worse in here than it is outside, Colonel Hacking.
Don't try to be clever, Kendall. Sit down.
May I sit down, too?
Well, I shouldn't allow you in here, Miss Challoner, but I see by the look in Kendall's eye that I'd better not refuse. Before we exchange any small talk, Kendall, let me bring you up to date. Cregan will never stand trial, that's a certainty. He's in Broadmoor Asylum, mad as a March hare. That wireless operator, Mulcahy, who helped him, is due to stand trial in a few weeks' time, and Jones is going to be our chief witness. I'll need your evidence for that case, too, of course.
Yes, of course, Colonel, but... How the devil did you know about Senor Pepe? What gave you the idea about that second will?
I didn't have a clue, my boy. I had nothing to go on but a vague suspicion that all was not well in Jamaica. It was as simple as that. Call it intuition, if you like.
No. Isn't that usually the prerogative of the female sex, Colonel Hacking?
Is it? Well, I'm using it now. I have no proof that you intend to marry and leave the service, Kendall.
But I told you I...
Yes, you hinted at it in Panama, but now it's definite, isn't it?
Well,
Good thing, too. I dislike using married operators. They rarely have their mind completely on the job in hand, and Interpol depends on complete dedication, at least my branch of it does. Oh, by the way, I heard from Jamaica this morning that Tuca's on his way back to Australia. Challoner, of course, is remaining there.
Well, do you want my full report now, sir?
I've got most of the facts here. And I'd prefer you to drag yourself away from your fiancé, say, tomorrow morning, so that we can prepare our complete file.
Don't let him bluff you, Sharon. That growling is only for show.
All right, you can buzz off now. I got work to do. Goodbye.
But, Colonel,
another time, Miss Challoner, because my agents desert me, it doubles my work. Good morning.
Come on, Sharon. Forecast is for squalls.
And close the door as you go out, Kendall.
Listen, Colonel Hacking, I haven't...
Haven't finished. Neither have I. I wish you all the luck in the world, my boy. Both of you. Oh, and Kendall, I pulled a few strings. If you want it, there's a first officer's berth on a brand new ship waiting for you. Well, goodbye. I really must get on.
And so ends Passage of the Tangmar by Alan Trevor. As Dirk Kendall, you heard Nigel Lovell. Others in the cast were Major Challoner, Don Pasco, Ilona Fedorov, Dinah Shearing, Captain Goddard, Gordon Glenwright, as Sharon Challoner, Pat Crocker, Edwin Tuker, Lionel Stevens, Chief Engineer Cregan, Al Thomas, Dr. Martin Lawler, Robert Stewart, Lee Blake, Rick Hutton, Ben Miller, Derek Barnes, Seaman Jones, Stuart Ginn, Senor Pepe, Guy Dolman, and as Colonel Hacking, Ethel Fleming. Passage of the Tangmar was directed by Donald McKay in the Sydney studios of Amalgamated Wireless Australasia Limited.